Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Hoops Join podcast. We would like to thank everyone who's listening to us. We appreciate that you're giving our pod a shot. Today marks our first ever pod to be published online. But first thing first, let's introduce ourselves. I'm one of your hosts, Zen Montoya, a diehard NBA fan. And next is our resident sports journalist and current writer for Clutch Points, Nicole Ganglani.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Okay, so we were supposed to consist of three hosts, but unfortunately, one of us is unavailable at the moment. So let's get this pod going, shall we? Let's discuss the deals that happened this past trade deadline. So first is, let's go with the Nuggets dealing Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and a protected first round pick for Aaron Gordon and Gary Clark. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, I love that fit for them. Did you see their first game together, Gordon, Jokic, and Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they scored, like, their offensive rating was 106. It was really good. It was a good fit. And Aaron, when was the last time Aaron Gordon competed in a contender team?
Never. They're always a first round exit type of team.
Exactly. So this is something that's new for him. So it's gonna be fun to watch, like, him and Jokic at it in the front court. I think they have a good shot in making it far in the Western Conference Finals. What do you think?
Actually, I really like the fit. He's kind of a replacement for Jeremy Grant, who they let go. I mean,
who they missed, right?
Who they missed. Badly. I think he can give a defensive punch for the Denver Nuggets. They are really weak on the forward side of things because Michael Porter Jr. isn't a good defender. So I think Aaron Gordon would really help them defensively and alleviate the pressure for MPJ to defend and focus more on his strengths. Yeah. You know,
and space the floor too.
Yeah. Now I think it will be a rejuvenation type of thing for him. You know, a new place, great teammates, especially Jokic.
Yeah, he really likes Denver and he sees himself there for a long time. So that's a good get for the Nuggets.
Yeah, the only problem is once his deal is done, both of them will be free agents. Denver has a lot of salary maneuvering. When
to
that
figure
time,
out. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. The protected pick that Orlando gets from that deal is top 5 protected. It's protected until 2027, but the pick itself is protected at 2025.
It seems like they're rebuilding, no? Yeah. At this point.
So it's a good haul. Gary Harris is good, but he's very injury ridden. For the past few years, that really hampered him. I really thought that Will Barton would be the one included in this deal, not Gary Harris. But since Gary, you know, has been disappointing lately, I guess they chose to let go of him.
They had to go. Yeah.
But they got a Gary in return. Though Denver got Gary Clark. He's pretty decent, but he sometimes fades during a game. But Orlando got RJ Hampton, who's a very intriguing talent. If I remember correctly, he played for New Zealand last year in the NBL, right?
Yeah.
So he's a very intriguing prospect. So he can be part of the future there along with Jonathan Isaac and Markel Fultz as the core of their...
Yeah, he's coming back from an ACL injury, right?
Yeah, it's very tough for them, but at least the future is bright for Orlando, rebuilding-wise.
Okay, next.
Okay, the Atlanta Hawks and Clippers trade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have feels for this. Go on.
Okay.
Go
so, on. Atlanta gets Lou Williams and 2 second round picks at 2023 and 2027. And also cash considerations, while the Clippers get Rajon Rondo. So, the Clippers get a decent point guard. I don't know if it
a floor general,
if they would really He would really help them right now, but maybe in the playoffs where playoff Rondo activates and stuff. But I really like the deal for Atlanta because they really simmer out when Trae Young is on the bench.
Oh,
And I guess with Lou Williams there, they would have some stability offensive wise when Trae Young is off the floor. But on the Clippers side, I really don't get it, giving up 2 second-round picks for him. It's a steep price for
That
an
is,
aging
yeah.
star. Like, he's what,
Yeah.
35? I
Yeah.
mean, that's
36, right?
I'm not sure. I think it's
Let me pull
around
the
that
calendar.
area, but
Yeah.
he's pretty old to give up
35, you're right. Yeah. Go
two
on.
second round picks for that guy. I mean, he was great with the Lakers. I mean, he was
Yeah.
spectacular during that time, but I don't know. I'm still torn about it. I think
Yeah.
they paid a hefty price just to get him, even
Yeah.
though they gave those picks up because they would strike out getting Kyle Lowry and George
They
Hill,
didn't
for
have
example.
cash for Kyle. I didn't have assets for Kyle Lowry. Oh, can I
They
budget
could
for
trade. They could
yeah.
have actually, but they
With
would give
Marcus
a
Morris,
lot
they would
of
have given up, yeah, a
yeah
lot.
they would
And the
give up a
Clippers were
lot.
looking for a young player.
Oh,
Who's young? Who's
but at
young in the Clippers roster? Terrence Mann? I guess Patrick, what's his name? Patrick Patterson, right?
yeah, Patrick
Or
Patterson, who's out of the
those are the
rotation.
young players on my mind right now for the Clippers. That's who the Raptors were at least looking for.
Yeah,
So
but at least they get a
they
championship pedigree
do.
guard,
They do.
right?
That's see, that's where I disagree with you, but I get where you're coming from also because when the trade went down, obviously I saw how Clipper fans reacted and they were very pissed about this. They were questioning the management as to why they had to give up Lou Williams and a future second round picks, right? Knowing that they don't have picks for a long time. So, in my opinion, I think it makes sense because look, the Clippers have to win now. They're at that win now mode, whether they like it or not. It's pressure season for them because, first of all, they don't know if they're gonna have Kawhi next season. So, Ballmer has to do everything he can to keep his guy, right? I mean, the same guy who he sacrificed the team's future for. Would you agree on that?
Of
Like,
course, of course.
he gave up for Paul George, right? But it makes sense because Kawhi said he'd only come to the Clippers if George was there, right? So it makes sense to bring in Rondo because, okay, yeah, the scoring will drop down, but at least that gives more minutes for Luke Kennard, who they signed in a massive deal as well, Terrence Mann, and Patrick Beverley when he comes back. My Marcus Morris and Luke Kennard today versus the Bucks. Sorry, we're recording on Tuesday Manila time where they just faced the Bucks. Sorry, then they beat the Bucks.
That's fine.
Marcus Morris and Luke Kennard combined for 45 points, plus a 40+ points, something around that. And that just goes to show na getting rid of Lou Williams is one way to give their loaded point guard position more minutes. And I think they also got Rondo for a leadership perspective. Yeah, I know it might sound like overrated, but come playoff time, you need that. And Rondo, he's a genius in the basketball court. I would say he's even like he's in that level of LeBron in terms of mental intelligence, in terms of how he can see the court. And last year, fun fact, he polished Vogel's offensive system. He helped Vogel a lot during the playoffs. So come playoff time, it's those little things too. And I'm sure his tenure with the Lakers last season had to do something with this trade because I'm pretty sure Ballmer wants like, somehow a Lakers insider right there or someone who can at least like scout the Lakers and assess how they play, given that the Lakers are, considered the favorites in the West, right? So obviously Rondo is who better to get than Rajon Rondo, right? One of the most intelligent people in the game right now. So I think it's a good get for them. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, I'm not a Clipper fan, so I'm not very overblown about it like they are. But I think Rondo's a miss or make for them come playoff time. And I think he'll be huge for them
Yeah,
during the playoffs.
hopefully he'll be healthy during the playoffs because he's also an injury-ridden player. You know,
He is,
he
yeah.
gets
And
like those
he hasn't had the
ticky-tacks,
best
yeah, ticky-tack injuries, like
Yeah.
finger injuries out of nowhere. You know, it's really I just think it was steep. I think one second round pick is enough, but 2 second round picks is just
Yeah.
too much for my taste. Okay, so let's go next with the Boston and Orlando Magic trade, where Boston got Evan Fournier and they traded away.
Don't Google his name.
Yeah, don't Google his last name, actually. You'll regret it. Anyway, and Orlando Magic got $17 million trade exception that came from the Gordon Hayward trade during the offseason. Jeff Teague, who recently got waived, and two future second round picks. I like the fit. I mean, he's an offensive punch off the bench, which the Boston clearly needs, but
Do you think it's
he.
enough?
I don't think it's enough though. Really confused why they didn't go for Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier at the same time. It's really confusing. I guess no one really wanted Tristan Thompson, you know.
Yeah, no, it didn't seem like it. Yeah, and they're gonna have trouble with his contract, right?
Yeah, it's really frustrating watching the Celtics attempt to do something at the deadline and just, you
They
know,
get cold feet,
get
yeah.
cold feet. I mean, I get I mean,
Almost
I
injured.
understand getting cold feet when it comes to future picks, right? But
Yeah.
when it comes to players, and now that everyone is gone, you know, like Horford, who was a key player for them,
Picture them,
yeah, Hayward, who was also a key player for them, now they're all
yeah.
gone and they're like really ravaged. And I don't think Marcus Smart is the same. I think he lost a step with regards to his current injury.
The
I think
calves
he
should
w
cut
yeah, I think he's slower, or I think, or maybe it's just me. How
Weren't
about
they
you?
top five? Weren't they top five in defense last season?
I'm not
And
sure.
this season that has tremendously dropped to like the 15, 10 to 15, 10 to 20 bracket. So that's a huge like step down. And I don't know how they're gonna do come playoff time, and it doesn't seem like they lost to the Pelicans today. I was watching their game. It's just they're missing that offensive fire. I mean, sure, Jason Tatum's there, but come playoff time, when coverages on him are so much more tighter or are executed a little more as compared to a regular season game, who's gonna carry the load for them? It's just they're just missing pieces.
Yeah, and with the game going slower during the playoffs, I don't think he can do it alone. Defensively, losing Horford really hurt them.
Yeah,
That it's
it did. Offensively too, if you think about it,
but
yeah.
he does, even though he doesn't shoot it well anymore, he's still really good, you know, defensive wise. I think he would be a solid, you know, matchup against, let's say, Embiid,
Yeah.
come playoff time. But right now, what, Tristan Thompson, Embiid can hammer him easily,
Yeah.
pretty easily.
Barbecue chicken.
Yeah, and you know, Time Lord, if you, Robert Williams, he's young, but he's not that like strong enough to handle those type of players, like all-star centers, you know. So it's gonna be a tough postseason for them, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, so
About for the balls?
okay, let's go with the
Okay.
Bulls and
Yeah.
Orlando. Chicago gets Vucevic and Al-Farouq Aminu, while Orlando gets the juniors Otto Porter and Wendell Carter, and two protected first round picks for on 2021 and 2023. Both picks are top four protected, but still,
Yeah.
it's a decent haul for a 30-year-old all-star, Nikola Vucevic. But I don't know. They weren't clicking yesterday's. It's really surprising. I
Yeah.
think they didn't have enough
I
practice, because I was expecting like a similar game plan with how the Nuggets are handling
Yeah.
Jokic and Jamal Murray. But it doesn't seem the case. They weren't that good. It was really frustrating watching their
They
game
lost
yesterday.
today on
Oh, they had
Tuesday.
a game today.
Yeah.
I was referring
They
to the
lost to
their game
the Warriors, I
yesterday.
believe. Yeah.
Oh, so it's the
Yeah, they
back-to-back.
played yesterday. Yeah,
They're
it was
already,
a back-to-back. I think yesterday was versus the Spurs, right?
yeah, and
I'm
they were
paying
supposed to
attention
win
more
that
to the bottom
game.
right
They
now.
were supposed to win that game, but it was just
Yeah.
the Spurs being the Spurs, you know. And with them at the 10th spot in the East, them losing these two games, it's really tough. They have to catch up, or else they would just they just made a big trade for nothing. Right now, it's not looking good. So I'm not really sure about what to think, but I'm expecting good things. You know, Nikola Vucevic is a really top tier center. Like,
Yeah, he had 21 points today, 21-6-9. So that's almost at least a double-double, right? In 27 minutes. Zach LaVine was the one that struggled today. He only had 12-4-4. So I think they're still figuring things out. I'd rather not be a prisoner of the moment first. Maybe it's gonna take some time, but just goes to show that the Bulls are serious about keeping LaVine for the long run, right? Like it's interesting because it's fun when the Bulls are good. It's like throwing it back to the 90s. And hopefully they can at least, not necessarily contend like with the Nets right now, but just keep building on what they have.
And
That would be
with this move,
the
I really think they are expecting to at least make the playoffs, and
Yeah.
it would be a success if they re if they make it. A seventh a sixth seed would solidify their run, but a seventh seed is very dangerous. A play-in tournament,
Yeah.
seeding is very scary right now. So I think they're still aiming for the sixth spot, but they're still what, 5 games ahead, far from the fourth seed, I think. 5 games, 5 to 6 games, if I remember correctly. But I just wish they mesh faster, because they have to keep up. They really have to keep up. I think
They do.
I'm expecting too much from them, to be frank. But it's really frustrating seeing them lose easy games that they should win.
Well, for the record, Curry played today and he got off a hot start. I know it's not an excuse, but if that's the game Levine's gonna have, then
Yeah, a 12-point game. Yeah.
yeah, that's subpar on his part.
Okay, so let's go with the other deal that the Bulls made, along with the Celtics and the Wizards. The Bulls added Daniel Theis from Boston and Javonte Green. They also got Troy Brown Jr. from the Wizards. The Bulls traded away Daniel Gafford and Chandler Hutchinson to the
No, you mean
Wizards.
Daniel. Okay, go.
While the Boston Celtics got Luke Kornet from the Bulls and Mo Wagner from the Wizards. I really like how they stole Daniel Theis from the Celtics. It was really
He's
surprising.
a
That was
good player.
surprising. Yeah.
I mean, the way he hustles and the way he, well, at least when they played the Lakers or watching him last year, sorry, last season in the bubble versus the Heat, he's a key player. I mean, not that much of a super big impact, but you need those little role players. So I guess they really had to give him up because of his contract, right?
Yeah, they did it for the salary dump.
Yeah, they did.
That deal, getting Fournier, put them above the luxury tax line, and dumping Theis to the Bulls, puts them below the tax line. So they did it to save money, which is frustrating. They were actually intriguing with Theis on their roster, but with Kornet and Mo Wagner, who both aren't that level,
Experience.
same level with Theis. But we'll see. Mo Wagner is young, pretty young. Luke Kornet is a steady 3-point shooter for his size. We'll see. But I like the Bulls with Troy Brown Jr. He's an intriguing guy. If you know him, he's I don't know why he fell out of the rotation with the Wizards, but he's pretty decent. They just gave up on him. He fell out of it. I think he's better than Hachimura. Yeah, Rui Hachimura.
Him.
I don't know. I think the coach didn't believe in him that much. I really liked his rookie year, although he didn't get much minutes, but he's pretty solid when he's on the floor. At least he'll get more minutes with the Bulls, probably.
Well, I think the Wizards stuck with Hachimura because he got off to a good start, especially prior to the All-Star break. He was knocking down his 3-point shots. So I think that's why he stuck with him in the rotation. So I don't know if that was a factor. But yeah, okay, let me ask you, going back to the Celtics, because of course we're looking at the big picture here. As a Bucks fan, right? I'd like to ask, are you like, what are your thoughts on the Celtics? What do you feel about them? Like, obviously, they've made it to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years in a row now. So, do you have, like, are you more scared of them, or with their recent moves, do you think they'll actually improve?
I really think that they're weaker compared to last year. Even with Fournier in their lineup, I think the Bucks can match up well with his size. He's not that tall, but he's very streaky. But I think Holiday and even DiVincenzo can match up with him pretty easily. Even though the Bucks lost today in miserable fashion in the second half against the Cel I mean the Clippers, they are experimenting at the right time. I mean, it's good to experiment during the regular season rather than not knowing what to do during the playoffs. And I think Budenholzer is really, working hard, even though sometimes they fail miserably defensively, because they lost a lot of good defensive players. Bledsoe, even though he's ch offensively challenged, he was pretty good defensively.
No, but they
Wesley,
got Drew. I think Drew's a good defender
yeah,
as
but
well.
they lost a lot besides him. I mean, Wesley Matthews, Robin Lopez, and Marvin Williams. Those are pretty decent defensive guys who can just who you can plug in, defend, even if they don't contribute offensively.
And if there's
They could be really impactful on the
And can I just
defensive end.
add, if there's one place where they lost today, it was on the defensive end. Like, I remember messaging you when I was watching the Clipper Bucks game. I was like, what are they doing? It's like, I mean, I get it. The Clippers are on offensive fire. They're a really good offense team. I think they're on pace to be the best 3-point shooting team in NBA history. But the defense was just bad a while ago. It was like they were delayed on their rotations, or they weren't just sharp yet. But I get it, it's the regular season and there's still some time to shape that up.
With that, I guess they're just not used to switching that much. They are trying, and I read with Eric Nem from The Athletic that they are besides switching, they are using a zone, which they rarely do in games. So I guess it backfired with regards to what happened earlier, but. I think they can, bounce back anyway. Hopefully they're not that bad when the playoffs start. But Jrue Holiday is very special. I really love him,
I love him too.
he's so good. He's so good.
Pelican Nation.
And I think they lost because PG Tucker wasn't there. They
Yeah,
weren't.
of course. He's perimeter defense is still essential. Yeah, for sure.
And the offensive punch of Bobby Portis, who is having a spectacular year overall. I wasn't expecting him to contribute this good, but he's very surprising. So they just miss him. I think he will miss the whole road trip, the 6-game road trip
Oh
that they had
man. Yeah.
because of COVID. So hopefully
That's
when he goes back, he's in top shape. So we'll see. So what do we talk about next? I guess Norman Powell, the Portland Trail Blazers and the Toronto Raptors trade. Norman Powell goes to the Blazers while Toronto gets Gary Trent Jr. and Rodney Hood. Did you watch their game yesterday?
No, I did not.
It was pretty fun. It was fun. Like
Watching the Laker game, so it coincided. So it was, oh, okay. It was this when like Norman Powell made a mistake,
Yeah,
like
he actually lined up with the Raptors
Yeah, that's hilarious. I
on
saw that. But unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the whole game because it was with the
was pretty
Lakers.
decent. That game was pretty decent. It was a back and forth until the end. Norman Powell fits well. He really fits well with the Blazers.
Yeah, I think the Lakers were after him too.
And you know, Rodney Hood played his ass out. Like, I've never seen him shoot that well until yesterday. He was like,
Revenge
yeah,
game.
revenge game. Gary Trent was pretty spotty at best, but
Yeah.
you know, I guess they got what they wanted. He's pretty young. He's like what, 22, if I'm not mistaken, or 21.
Yeah, Gary Trent's, yeah, he's a streaky shooter.
So I think the Blazers got the win with this one. Although I thought they would have gone for Aaron Gordon, to be honest, because with how their forward situation is shaping up, I don't think Derek Jones Jr. Okay, now thank
Okay.
I'm
They call
sorry
him
about that.
airplane
Yeah,
mode.
he I don't think he's the forward that they can rely on, or even Covington. Like, Covington is, you know, decent, but he's not, he would be, you know, more impactful, I guess, off the bench rather than the starter. But I don't know, I guess the price tag was too much for the Blazers to go for Aaron Gordon. That's why they didn't go for him. So what are your thoughts about
Norman Powell.
no, I mean the let's go for another trade, Miami Heat,
Yeah, for the
and
Heat.
the
The
Houston
Heat
Rockets.
got Victor Oladipo and traded away a sandwich joke. Traded away Kelly Olynyk, Avery Bradley, and a 2022 draft pick swap. I don't know about you, but I think this is a steal.
Yeah, it's a
This is
steal.
what you get. And not only did they get to add a key piece, but it puts them in good position to sign a big free agent who they've been desperately wanting for years now, right? I mean, besides Butler. So it puts them in a position to sign a good free agent this coming off season,
Well,
because I
they can. I think with them trading Oladipo right now, the Heat has his bird rights, so they can sign him and they
yeah,
can go
they
over the
do.
cap. Yeah, so it's a good
Yeah.
future-esque deal. I mean, they can check if he's worth that much money. Personally, I don't think he's that. He's an injury-prone player.
Oladipo.
Yeah, he's an injury-prone player. So, a decent 17M would suffice, but a 20 million plus deal per year for him, I think that would be too much.
Yeah, but I really think Miami needed to shape up their roster. Like, I think teams started figuring out Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero out because obviously of the run they had in the bubble. So when coaches scout now or prepare a game plan for the game, they're
They're
not
included.
under that scouting report anymore, right? They know they have specific coverages for both Tyler and Duncan. So they really needed another scoring threat or someone who can remove the load out of Bam and Jimmy. So I think it's a good get. I mean, money aside, money and contracts aside, I think it was a good get for
Yeah, it's a
Miami. What
good
about
consolation
you?
prize for not getting Kyle Lowry. You know, of course, the Toronto Raptors stood their ground and didn't even try trading him, which is a shame because he could have helped a contender rather than him missing the playoffs this year. You know, it's really frustrating. But I get why Masai Ujiri didn't pull the trigger. I guess he didn't get what he, you know, he.
He didn't want to pull a Houston,
Yeah,
yeah.
he didn't want to pull a Houston Rockets dude who wasted their who wasted, frankly, Caris LeVert. That was a confusing deal for
Yeah, that
them,
was
you
bad. They could have
know.
gotten Ben Simmons.
I don't know. Anyway, the Rockets are in shambles anyway, but Kelly Olynyk might save their franchise. He's playing really well for the past
Yeah,
two games
he
that
is.
he's there.
He's not that bad. I mean,
Yeah,
Miami fans
we
are mad at him. I
I
mean, I
don't.
understand, but like, if you put him in the right like position or place to succeed, or just let him do his role, he's not bad, honestly. He can shoot.
Yeah, he can shoot, but he can't defend. He can't really can't defend.
Yeah.
That's his
And
problem.
rebound. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go with the last trade. That's interesting. Because everything else is not that impactful
Just
anyway.
hold your drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with the Philadelphia 76ers Thunder and Knicks trade. The Knicks got Vincent Poirier and Terrence Ferguson, who both got waived yesterday,
Yeah,
yeah.
they made them.
Yeah, and Oklahoma City got 2 second-round picks from the Sixers. Austin Rivers, who's expected to be waived, or I think he's waived already. I'm not sure if he cleared the waivers yet. And Tony Bradley, who's a decent offensive center.
Yeah. For you, I'll start this off with George Hill played for the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel he can contribute to the Sixers
Yeah,
this year? Like,
he's a decent guy off the bench. You know, he stabilizes things when everything is, you know, messed up. That's what the Bucks miss the most, to be honest. If, for example, Jrue Holiday goes on the bench, you know, it's different. It's really different. Losing DJ Augustine also, you know, hurts them. And hopefully with their recent acquisition, hopefully he can play that George Hill role. But I think he's a consummate professional, George Hill, and he'll fit in Doc's system pretty well.
Interesting. And to add to that, I read a stat. He's a good 3-point shooter. He's
Yeah,
like a 3.4%
if I remember correctly, he's the number
behind the arc
one.
through.
He's the number one 3-point
Yeah.
shooter last year. So, but he
Yeah.
doesn't
They have
have.
Danny Green
I mean, he's
behind
good,
him.
but he doesn't shoot that much, volume wise. So I think that's why he got the
Yeah.
percentage. But when he shoots, he's usually open. So, with Ben Simmons, Embiid, you know, shouldering the load offensively, and you know, ganging up the paint, I think he will have opportunities to shoot more open threes like Seth Curry and Danny Green is enjoying.
And it's a threat, another threat to the offensive end of the Sixers, right? Like they have to fo the defense has to focus on Embiid, and then you ha out and then you have outside shooting now with Green, Curry, and now you add George Hill, which isn't bad at all, right? So they're becoming a little more complete. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it will help Ben Simmons to just rest, enjoy his time in the bench. Because sometimes when Hill wasn't there, even if they're using Tyrese Maxey at the point, he's not good enough to, you know, to last at in the court long. And George Hill can, you know, contribute that way, can, you know, help them get some rest if, for example, they are leading, you know, even add scoring point, for example, if they just need to catch up if they're trailing. So George Hill is a good deal for them. I think rather than them losing rotational players for a Kyle Lowry trade, it was a smart move for Daryl Morey to, you
Yeah,
know, pivot
build
this way.
out an asset. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, so there's really nothing interesting.
Yeah, let's move on to the buyout market.
Yeah, okay, let's talk first with your, you know, favorite team of all time, Los
Lakers.
Angeles Lakers.
You mean the best team in sports? Just kidding.
Yeah, of course. They are w how many championships do they lead
18.
against the
Just
Celtics?
kidding.
Two, right? They have what, 8?
Huh? No, we're tied.
Oh, tied. Okay, they're currently tied,
Yeah.
but
17, 17.
some people don't consider some championships to be included there, right?
The
Anyway,
first 12, right?
yeah, okay,
The Homer Celtic fans.
whatever. Anyway, whatever.
Okay.
They can whine all they want. It's included.
Yeah. So for
Okay.
the Lakers, Yeah, they
Yeah.
signed Andre Drummond. They made it official today. I'm not sure if he's gonna suit up against the Bucks on Thursday Manila time, but I hope he does actually. It's gonna be fun to see him go up against Giannis. But I've like thought about this for a while. I think it, I believe it's a good get. Like even if people love to point out his flaws or his poor stats in finishing at the rim or being a lob threat, but I think for the price the Lakers got him and for what they needed, he's a good fit. He can, based on advanced statistics, ha, apparently advanced statistics say he's the best rebounder in basketball. Like, he's a really good rebounder, no doubt. I don't know if he can be the best, but those rebounding that the Lakers need, they can get it from him, and he's just another threat, and he can like help AD come playoff time since AD's reluctant to play the five, so he'll definitely take that spot. And now too, it's a good time because AD and Bron will be out for a while, so he can provide that scoring and that inside threat that the Lakers so desperately need. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, he's a solid pickup. I mean, right now without LeBron and AD, of course the Lakers are reeling. Their recent wins are against bad teams that, the Lakers should win and must win.
Yeah, sure.
I really like his rebounding prowess. Like, Drummond is underrated on that remark. Like, if you notice, he likes tapping the ball to his teammates, and that counts as a rebound. That's why he gets a lot of rebounds. He's similar to Enes Kanter. I mean, although he's a bit bigger than Enes Kanter, and I think he can be more efficient defensively than Kanter. I think he's still a solid pickup for his price. I think he's like what, 400,000 this year. I mean, that's pretty decent. He's a former All-Star, I think 2 or 3-time All-Star. So he'll definitely provide a rebounding dimension to their front court. I mean, McGee and Dwight Howard were,
Missed, yeah.
were missed with regards to rebounding for the Lakers. So he checks that spot. I think he doesn't have to, play a heavy minutes, but when he does play, when he is at the court, he should provide that rebounding that they really need while
That they really need.
AD and LeBron are out right now.
Can you imagine the all-time rebound, the all-star rebounding lineup for the Lakers right now? Oh, if AD and Bron are healthy, yeah. You put Drummond, and then you put AD, and then you put Bron, and then you put Caruso, who is a really good
Yeah,
rebounder,
Caruso
or
is.
KCP slash Schroeder, or even Kuz, right?
Yeah,
Kuz
cool.
is, has improved
Yeah.
his rebound. Yeah, so can you imagine that? That's gonna be so good. And as Pat Riley said, no rebounds, no championships. So
Well,
I'm excited
yeah,
for
I mean,
this. I don't want to get too hyped, but it's a, I'd rather have this given we didn't do much in the trade deadline. It's a good get for me.
Yeah, it's a good signing, of course, and he was all obviously a target before, way before the trade deadline, So I'm really glad that he didn't go anywhere else than the Lakers. I mean,
Yeah, they're
he
set
wouldn't
for
get
after.
much of a chance for a title other than going to the Lakers, in my opinion. I think he won't fit that much in with the Nets, I guess, because of course DeAndre Jordan is there, and I mean, he wouldn't want like a bench role. Right now, I think he would be a starter. And he while you know Mark Gasol recuperates from COVID at least, you know, and when he's needed defensively, I think they can change, they can, you know,
For
swap.
sure. So it's a situation basis again for the
I
Lakers. And sorry, to add to this, this is where I feel I can contribute most in our episodes because, like, obviously, I'm more exposed to Lakers coverages and all that. Drummond, adding Drummond adds versatility in the lineup because it gives them, okay, when you need rebounding, you put, or interior presence, you put Drummond. If you need playmaking, you put Mark. If you need scoring, you put Trez. So it's really a good asset in terms of just picking, in terms of like matchup
Yeah,
basis,
pick your poison, yeah.
which the Lakers excelled on last playoffs, where they just could match up with anyone, right? So it's good. I think it's a really good signing.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. Actually, I'm looking forward to seeing him in action. What do you know what jersey he will use?
Number two, yes,
Oh,
shoes to
he's
fill.
using the Derek
That's Derek
Fisher.
Fisher.
Derek Fisher. Yeah, good
Number
luck.
two.
That's big shoes to fill, man. You know, that number two is iconic, along with, you know, Kobe's
I'm
jersey
shocked
now.
it's not retired,
Yeah.
but yeah, gets the man the criteria to be retired with
Well,
the Lakers.
he should be. Re I mean
He should, but
that jersey should be. I think he played more than 5 years with the Lakers, right? I mean, he
he has
was a
5
part.
championships and yeah, go on.
He wasn't part of the Lakers, what, when he was in Utah and when he was in OKC. But other than that, every year was with the Lakers. He was with the Lakers since he was a rookie. So I really think his jersey should be retired.
But you know the Lakers criteria to have your jersey retired, it's incredible. It's like, because if they retire Fisher, sorry, we went on to the retiring convo.
It's fine.
Maybe we can like have an episode just on this now. But then if they retire Fishers, they have to think about Fouls. They have to think about Byron Scott. They have to think about people from the past who could be there, right? So
Oh.
I think that's why their standard is very high.
That's fair. I mean, you know, they can't retire them all, honestly. That's
Exactly, yeah. Next, should we go to Aldridge to the Nets?
okay, let's go to the Nets signing with LaMarcus Aldridge. It's really
Yeah, I want to
surprising.
get your thoughts on that. Since, like, okay, you're the first one to send that to me in the morning. Can I just say that was like at 6 a.m. and your message was the first thing I read. What are your thoughts on that as an Eastern contender?
Honestly, I was expecting him to go to Miami rather
Yeah,
than
weren't we
Nets.
all?
Yeah, like I was
Wouldn't we have been the
really,
front
really
runner?
caught off guard when I read it. I was like, okay, I was expecting like, okay, LaMarcus Aldridge has cleared waivers and he's signing blah blah blah. And then I read Brooklyn Nets. Like wow. I mean, it is a big mislead, you know. I mean, they're already stacked. I don't
They
really
really are.
consider
Offensive wise,
I don't really consider Aldridge a center, so he's a natural forward. So
He's gonna
he
play
has
flex
played
mid, yeah.
he has played a power forward almost all his, throughout his career. I think this latter part of his career he plays center, but it's really surprising he went to the Nets, and they're stacked, honestly. But
They really
he has
are.
lost a step
He
defensively.
did. He, yeah, I was just looking at his stats.
Yeah, he defensively he's not the same guy anymore. You know, he's what, 36, I think. So he's obviously ring chasing. I think he can play like David West role with the Rocket. I mean, sorry, with the Warriors. I think that would fit him well. Like some that veteran off the bench who has played very solidly throughout his career, a former All-Star, who can, you know, be that voice in their bench. Because Claxton, their young center, is really playing well defensively, and like not playing or him not getting experience before the playoffs would hurt them in the long run. So I think they should just stick with their plan, you know, slowly adapt or, you know, mesh well with the team before putting him at the floor. So I just hope he doesn't take minutes away from Claxton, but he's a very solid signing.
Agree with what you said. The Nets are stacked. They really are. And as much heat as they are getting right now for, you know, being quote-unquote unfair, I guess it's not unfair if they did it fairly, because based on how they acquired all their players, including Harden, they did not cheat. They got Harden via trade, and most of their players like Griffin, buyout guys like Griffin and now Aldridge, they did it fairly, right? And Steve Nash summarized it a while ago. It's like, why is it unfair to get better? So they're just, they are getting stacked and they're getting better and better. So
I think it's just, it sounds unfair because Aldridge has his, you know, accolades, being an all-star for so long with both the Blazers franchise and the Spurs franchise. It's just, we're just not used to him, you know, ring chasing. So I think
it's a shocker. It was a shocker.
His name like provides that impact with the media. So it's very surprising. I'm still not over him signing with the Nets. I would have preferred him going to Miami, to be honest. I mean, Jimmy Butler is a guy that is easy to root for, even though I'm a Bucks fan. He's pretty spectacular. So I just hate that they weren't able to get him. Now, who are their options? I don't know what would they do next. Gorgie Dieng went to the Spurs. That should have been their option.
Are we talking about the Heat? We're talking about the Heat, right?
Yeah, with the Heat. So I mean, I don't know what. They just stayed the same.
They
didn't lose.
Well, they got Ariza and they got Oladipo, and they got the guy from Sacramento. What's his name?
He's like a Kelly Olynyk. What do you call this? Who's cheaper? Like, that's pretty much his role. So it doesn't like move the needle. Oladipo, if for example he can get back to his all-star form, he would certainly be a needle, you know, mover.
Huge asset.
So Ariza, I don't know. I watched one of their games, I think.
I watched it today. He was benched.
He was okay.
Especially close.
He was he's like the same guy. I don't think he's like the Lakers Ariza who won the championship way back when, or even the Rockets Ariza who was pretty solid during his tenure there. But I don't know. He's pretty old, I guess. I think they could add another piece. If, for example, another person gets bought out, like I think Wayne Ellington would be a great fit for them.
Oh, the shooter, right?
But I don't know if he'll get bought out or not. So I think we only have a few minutes left. Let's talk about buyout market acquisition by the Milwaukee Bucks. They signed Jeff Teague as their backup point guard. So what are your thoughts about that?
I don't know. I haven't watched much of his game. What do you feel he can contribute?
I guess I'm more positive because he played for Bud when he was an all-star. When he was an all-star in Atlanta. I think he would fit well with the system. I guess he doesn't have to play heavy minutes. But with him knowing how Bud works would be a plus because the playoffs is right around the corner.
He's
so they really
with the
need,
system.
They really need someone who can, you know, be a floor general off the bench when Drew's, you know, resting. So I think it's a good pickup. I'm looking forward to them getting someone else. Hopefully Austin Rivers, or if someone else get spot out who's better than Austin Rivers, they should at least try. But yeah, I don't know. I guess they still have a roster
You're
spot
not
left, right?
worried about Steve struggling this season?
I
Because I'm
mean,
pulling out his stats now.
he's
He's,
pretty
I
o
think,
he's okay. I
he's
mean,
already averaging.
I watched some of their games
Yeah,
against the
in
Wizards
Boston,
and stuff.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's pretty okay. I mean, he's old, you know. That's expected. But he doesn't have to be like a starting point guard anyway. And
He's
he's
making
a
over 46% of his three pointers this season. That's a good sign. I don't know, I just don't think he's a star or like, you know, big, well, do you think he'll have a big role
Yeah, I think he'll have a big role because
in the box?
yeah, because they really need someone, a point guard off the bench, and they're missing that. With their acquisition for PJ Tucker, they lost. I really hated that they traded DJ Augustin. I liked his play, although he's a defensive liability because of his size. I think Jeff Teague would you know. Fill that role the same way DJ Augustin did with the Bucks. So hopefully it'll be a good, you know, acquisition. And I just wish they could just get over the hump already. I just
Bucks fans will pray with you.
yeah, you know, it's really frustrating for the past few years. And if they don't get, you know, over the hump this year, I really hope they consider firing Mike Budenholzer. Yes, I said it, so please don't disappoint me, bud.
He's part of the fire Budenholzer
Yeah, I think
propaganda.
I started that hashtag in Twitter. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I'm just really, really disappointed with their performance in the playoffs, especially with the heat they got.
The
I
past
mean, you know, the backlash they got when they lost to the, ironically, the Miami Heat. So
Yeah.
it's just, you know, I
Well,
had
the
to.
Heat were really good in the
Yeah, but
It
I mean, they
mean
could have beaten
they
them.
pushed the big
But yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true also.
And they,
But at least Giannis Drew now, right?
yeah,
Who's
at least
just
Bledsoe is gone. That's a good
gonna
sign.
help. Yeah.
There are like recent rumors with DeMarcus Cousins choosing the Celtics or the Warriors.
The Celtics, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see where
Oh,
he
there's
lands.
already he's already leaning towards Boston, or it's
Those
he's
are
still
his. Yeah,
deciding.
he's still deciding. I think those are his two options. I don't know. He's pretty washed
How's
up.
he gonna help the Warriors with ever? I mean, yeah, he can shoot threes, but who's pos don't the Warriors need to get taller?
Yeah, well, he can go for cheap anyway, with the Warriors
Yeah.
being on like way over the luxury tax line. So adding him would be a
Yeah.
plus, but I don't think he'll be much of an impact anyway.
Right.
Who else? I don't know. I haven't heard of anyone yet. Maybe your who's your wish list, you know, for the
Right now in
buyout?
the
Yeah.
buyout market, I know I repeat it to you all the time, but I really like Otto Porter Jr., but he isn't bought out yet.
Yeah,
So,
we the Magic has until April 9
yeah, and
to
I
do
don't
that.
think they have plans on buying him out, right?
Yeah, he has what, the $28 million contract.
Yeah,
That's a
so who
pretty
knows? I
steep
mean,
you know,
yeah, and
check.
the Lakers made it clear that they want a 3-and-D guy.
But
So
who
that's very
would
specific. I
fill
have
that role
no
though?
idea,
Yeah.
actually,
But
right?
he would be
Like,
perfect for the
for the
Lakers though.
Lakers?
Yeah, he's pretty decent defensively, even
Yeah.
though he was a, you know, a
I really want
Shaq
him.
Tinafool a nominee, if you remember
Yeah.
that. He's
I
pretty
want Wayne Ellington, yeah.
Wayne Ellington is pretty solid, but I don't think he will get bought out
He
again
won,
this
yeah,
year.
he
Yeah.
won. Because the Pistons made it clear that they want a second round for him. But I don't know why Rob won't do it. I mean, I'm pretty sure he knows, obviously knows more than me, but the Lakers really could use 3-point shooting right now. I'm so worried about their shooting. I know it didn't affect them much in the bubble last year, but they should look out for Wayne Ellington. I think he'd be a good get.
Well, they couldn't trade the pick anyway this time around, so they have to like hope the Pistons would, you know, waive him or buy him out. So we'll see. I mean, the Lakers weren't that good on the 3-point line during last season. I mean, the playoffs they were spectacular, but during the regular season they weren't that good. Maybe they can hit their stride come playoff time, so we'll see.
Hopefully,
Yeah.
hopefully we'll see.
Anyway, we've run out of time, I guess. This is it. This is our first pod. I hope you guys enjoyed what we talk about. I hope you look forward to our next one next week. Okay, so thank you, and we'll see you again soon. Bye.